Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us, looking at his watch. am I early? Am I late? 7:22. We have joining us right now, Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, everyone listening.
All right, we're into the summer. You got a beautiful day today. Now that summer is kind of here after Labor or Memorial Day weekend, you guys have had a busy stretch, and that includes a first fatal.
Yeah, we had our first fatal crash last Saturday. I believe it was Saturday, yep. And, our goal is always zero.
Mm-hmm.
And we never seem to get there, but just a reminder to make sure you wear your seatbelts.
Yeah, was this the main cause of the death, or were the people wearing their seatbelts or not?
There's four occupants. The one person who was deceased was not wearing a seatbelt from our investigation.
All right. And that was out in, the northwest?
It was up on the Rice-Scott County line, by the Webster area.
Okay. Now, you've also had to do a river rescue the past week or so.
We tend to do a river rescue more often than most people realize, but this is one that, it worked out really well. We actually had a group of staff coming in for a detail, so we had extra people on, and we had the DNR had their ProDrive boat, which is a river type boat, actually in town because his other boat wasn't working, and everybody was able to get to where we needed to be and get in the river and find the people. The thing to remember is we get a 911 call of somebody in distress on the river. There really isn't a physical address for that location on the river, right? So it goes to whatever address is closest to that cell phone, and then we have to try and get to the location on the river. That might be going through a woods or somebody's backyard or field or whatever that might be.
Was the condition of the river a part of that? We've had a lot of rain.
We've had plenty of rain.
The lakes and the rivers, I'm sure, are still flowing above normal, though they have receded a little bit in the last couple of days. But was that a direct result from a swollen river?
So we talked to the people when they put in, and once they got in the river, they realized it was probably a little more aggressive than what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing you have to remember is when the river comes up, all your sandbars and your spots you can pull off and relax or whatever are gone. And all the fallen trees are just under the surface of the water. And sometimes when you get turned sideways in a canoe and you tip over, you get pushed up against those trees and it's hard to get away from them. So,
yeah, I would imagine they would alter the current around there and really make it difficult to pull yourself out.
Yeah.
What about the lakes? We were talking just briefly before we came onto the air, and you said there are some of the lakes are well up above normal, and after probably a couple of years of them being at lower than normal level.
Yeah, so I know on French Lake, it came up after that last big rain, over about 8 inches it came up. And there's some cabins that have water standing around them, so we actually put a no-wake zone on most of the lakes in Rice County. So.
And how long do you suppose that will last? Is that a temporary thing, or is it till further notice?
It'll be till further notice. The lakes tend to come down slower than the river system, so it depends on the lake. Some lakes have a better outlet than others. So just have to see how it looks and check it daily and go from there.
All right. So I would imagine, you've got personnel checking these all the time.
So we have some people that appreciate the no-wake zone and some people that don't like it because you can't ride your jet ski or your wake boat. And you only have so many good days in the summer, right, to get out and do stuff. But we also have to make sure we take care of our lake systems as well.
Yeah, we've got looks like a good weekend weather-wise. No rain and temps in the 70s looks perfect. So people get out there and enjoy. Just be safe while you do it. One thing that's coming handy here in Northfield and does each spring usually this time of year is they have installed one of the river gauges just right out here by just in back of our offices by the bridge on the 2nd Street. Are those pretty well complete now all the way throughout the river system? And, you know, do those type of things include, are they things like, the water level in lakes and in other areas, is that monitored as well?
So I believe there's three on the river system. There's one Faribault, one at County 29, one here in Northfield that we monitor. On the lake systems, the lake associations have gauges that are set. I know Circle mm-hmm. and Cedar Lake for sure, and they check those. And then once it gets to a certain level, that's when we put on the no wake zones.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us. The softball challenge. Tell us about a softball challenge.
So last year, we challenged the city of Faribault to a softball friendly softball game. And all the proceeds and donations went to the Hope Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Northfield was kind of felt left out. So this year we did a challenge out to them. I don't know if it's on Facebook yet or not. We just filmed it the other day. And just trying to get them involved. And then the Department of Corrections, MCF Faribault, wanted to participate. So we're trying to get four teams so we can do a short event all one day at the Faribault softball diamonds and give the money to a charity.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. It's going to be like a mini tournament.
Yeah, so I think it's the first game will be an hour, and then the winner of that, the first two games will be an hour, and the winners of those teams will play in the championship. Mm-hmm. So,
will those be, are they co-ed or men or women? Or
it's
both?
Co-ed. It can okay. be, you know, so ours is the sheriff's office or Rice County. So we have the county attorney's office and us. Faribault last year was the city of Faribault fire department and police department.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Northfield could be the same as like the Faribault did last year, or whatever they need to form a team is fine. And Department of Corrections seems to have plenty of, good softball player, so I'm sure they'll have a good team.
All right. I would imagine the tough thing is to get 15 people with a day off at the same time.
Correct, yes.
Staffing needs also play in. You know, I was in Faribault earlier this week, and each time I go there, I notice, you know, drive right by on Highway 3, the new jail, and it gets a little more complete and a little more complete and a little more complete. It's looking just about done. Not quite done yet, but what is the status as far as you're moving in? I noticed they have a parking lot there now.
Yeah, and they did get everything paved before our 4.5-inch rainfall, so that was wonderful. They started putting in our furniture this last Monday, so that's coming along. We're looking at everybody in there functioning. Our target date is October 29th.
All right.
So we'll have some, try and do some public tours along the way, everything. We have a timeline established that we just updated yesterday. Our transition team did that, so we're on target.
All right. From the standpoint of just the building itself, is everything complete as far as construction goes? I know you have to move everything in and a lot of equipment. You're probably still waiting for some of that. But as far from a construction point, is it complete or close to it?
It's getting close. I don't think we'll be complete until that end of July, somewhere in August. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the hard part is we have to have a Department of Corrections inspection for the jail, and the inspector isn't available at the time we're going to need them, so it pushes us back a little bit. But I think all in all, if we can open on October 29th, that just puts us on target of where I wanted to be anyhow. As far as construction, the jail side has a few things going on. They're doing painting and ceiling tiles and stuff like that in that area. But on the sheriff's side, we have our floorings all in, and the furniture's going in. It's all painted. Lights are up, everything, yeah.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think enjoy this beautiful day. We don't get too many like this. And a reminder to put your seatbelt on and put your cell phone down.
All right. Sounds good. Right.